Hi, welcome to Pods Ninja, a podcast dedicated to the African people and culture. I hope you're having a great time. I'm thankful for this day due to the fact that I get to spend some time with you, my fellow listener and friend. Thank God it's weekend, baby. I'm also glad that you're alive to hear my voice. We are one step closer in battling the coronavirus, and in the meantime, let us be intentional about our health. Take conscious steps in ensuring your safety. You are most welcome to the listening hub of the century. A quick announcement before we dive into Africa. You all should know that from henceforth, at the end of each podcast, I will enclose a concluding segment that are pure African sounds and chants. I hope you love them. Kindly follow on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter for updates. Stay tuned. I would like to say that my episodes can never be able to fully describe the uniqueness and peculiarity of any nation I decide to focus on. In fact, when doing research, I find myself confused, trying to choose the best content because I tell you, Africa is rich and I'm proud to be one. Also, if given any opportunity to explore any African country, Kenya will be my first choice. And you are about to find out why. Kenya is an African country, as we all know, with a coastline on the Indian Ocean. It is the home to the dramatic Great Rift Valley and mountain islands, which is one of the continent's most impressive features. The Rift Valley is a geographic trench that starts in Lebanon Bekaa Valley, reaching along the African continent all the way to Mozambique. It is approximately 6,000 kilometers long, and it is famous for stunning, beautiful, sweeping scenes and valleys. Also, I'd like to state that it is so significant that it is visible from space. The valley gradually splits the African continent in two, into the Eastern Rift Valley and the Western Rift Valley. I'll be talking about both branches interchangeably. The eastern branch has more volcanic activity, while the western branch, often known as the Albertine Rift, has the deep lakes, including Kenya Lakes and Lake Tanganyika, the world's second deepest lake. Still talking about the Rift Valley, it will interest you to know that it is home to 30 active and semi-active volcanoes, as well as many hot springs. The volcanic activity in this area has actually created volcanic mountains, including the famous Kilimanjaro and Mount Kenya, which are Africa's highest mountains. This is quite interesting because one of the more famous of the lakes which the Rift Valley, you know, possesses is the Lake Nakuru. It has a population of gorgeous pink flamingos that visit each year. The lake is also surrounded by the Nakuru National Park. Whenever someone mentions parks in my ears, I just think of fun and more fun. So the Nakuru National Park is where many Kenya tours allow you to visit, and we encounter true African heritage and culture. You know, you breathe in the African air, it's pure and sweet. The Western Rift Valley is bordered by some of Africa's highest mountains. The area itself is home to endangered mountain gorillas. Thousands of tourists passing through Uganda and Rwanda all stop over just to set their eyes on this gentle giant. Hi, I know, right? You must agree with me right now that if you have an opportunity, I'm a Nigerian, but I tell you, Kenya looks beautiful and appealing to me right now. What I'm about to do now is project and entice you in such a way that you want to come to Africa to see some of the things I'm about to say. So here are 8 amazing facts of Kenya. Number one, of all the countries in the world, Kenya is the best place for a safari. The Big Five is a term used by hunters to describe Africa's hardest animals to hunt. Lions, elephants, leopards, rhinos, and Cape Buffalo. Kenya is home to them all. All of these exotic animals can be found in Kenya's National Reserve. And that, my friend, has made Kenya the best place in the world for a safari. Number two, do you know that coffee is one of Kenya's biggest exports? It grows so well in the country because of the acidic soil in central Kenya. Along with the perfect amount of sunlight and rainfall, coffee from Kenya is the most sought after in the world. Number three, Kenya is home to the Maasai people. The Maasais are a group of indigenous people who live in the National Reserve, occupying a land area of almost 100,000 square miles and an estimated population of 500,000 people. The Maasai Mara are known for their jumping dance and warrior skills. An interesting fact about the Maasai people is that they drink cow blood on special occasions. I don't know about this one, but I just have to let you know, you know. Also, the elders of Kenya, they take cow blood to reduce the effect of a hangover. I don't know how true this is. I'm not sure I want to try that. But hey, these are interesting facts. Number four, Kenya has a free car island. I think I got that wrong. Okay, Kenya has a car-free island. The island off the coast of Kenya, known as Lamu Island. It is the home to Lamu Old Town, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and Kenya's oldest constantly occupied settlement. Its origin dates all the way back to the 12th century. To get around, residents will walk, take a bike, or use donkeys to transport items. Cars are banned for the general public, plus there are no roads that can even accommodate vehicles in the first place. Number five, Kenya is named after a mountain. Aha! Before the arrival of European colonists in the late 19th century, the land was just a larger part of a region simply known as East Africa. I do not know what Kenya was called before colonization, and the name is relatively new. In fact, the borders of Kenya were only finalized in 1895. And even then, he did not have a real name. It wasn't until 1920 when it was finally christened Kenya in honor of Mount Kenya, which is the second tallest mountain in Africa. Mount Kenya gets its name from the description of the local indigenous peoples. Kenya means to glitter or to shine. So the mountain was known as the mountain that shines because it is often capped with snow, even though it's in a tropical climate. Number six, yes, there are two official languages of Kenya. One of them is the Swahili and the second is English. These are the main languages, although a total of 68 spoken languages exist in Kenya. Most of the other languages spoken in Kenya can be divided in two language groups, the Niger-Congo and the Nilo-Saharan. The Niger-Congo is the third largest language family in the world by the ranking of native speakers. In total, around 700 million people speak this particular in this language group, actually. And then the Nilo-Saharan group, however, are significantly less. with 50 to 60 million people speaking a language in this family. Number 7. Kenya is home to famous migration. When I say migration, I'm talking about animals. The largest overland migration in the world happens in Kenya. The Great Migration involves over 1.5 million wild beasts and 200,000 zebras. That is a lot. During each migration, the animals travel at a total of 800 kilometers. Around 250,000 wild beasts and 30,000 zebras die. Of course, not all of them will make it, but yeah. There are also 3,000 lions follow this migration process. And the last but not the least, but a very, very obvious fact, is that Kenyans have won a lot in the Olympics. Kenyan athletes have won over 100 medals, mostly from track and field events. Between Summer Olympics of 2008 and 2012 and 2016, Kenya earned 42 medals, which is almost half of the total medals won. Wow. Wow. So there you have it. 8 amazing facts about Kenya. Perhaps I should caption it, 8 reasons why you need to see Kenya. Stay tuned. Next on the segment, I will be talking movies. There are some movies, very popular movies, in fact. I bet you did not know were shot in Kenya. Number 1, The First Grader. This movie is inspired by the true life story of an ex-freedom fighter. The movie was shot in Kenya, obviously. Not just Kenya, the Great Rift Valley region. It details the biography of an 84-year-old student that enrolled in an elementary class. If you haven't watched it, then I guess you have a reason to watch it now. Secondly, we have Nowhere in Africa. This particular movie is an emotional movie based on the autobiography of a novelist, Stephanie Zweig, revolving around a Jewish-German family who fled from Nazi Germany to find refuge in Kenya. The movie paints a picture of a family who showed courage and resilience in the face of some difficulty, and it actually won Best Foreign Language Film and Best Feature Film in 2001. Thirdly, we have The Rise and Fall of Idi Amin. Some of us might have heard about this particular leader. The movie stars the actor Forrest Whitaker and a host of other top actors, detailing the life controversies, the atrocities of the former Ugandan president Idi Amin. It was co-produced by the United Kingdom, Nigeria, and Kenya, but most of the filming was done in Kenya. 4. Cry Freedom. This movie, shot in Mombasa, a port city in Kenya, and starring Denzel Washington. In case you don't know, I'm just gonna let you know now that Denzel is my favorite actor. I love Denzel. And another confession, I've actually not watched this movie, so I need to watch this movie. As long as Denzel is in this movie, I am watching it. So Cry Freedom is a South African drama casting spotlight on true horror of the South Africa's apartheid regime. It centers around the weird friendship between Donald Woods, the white chief editor of a liberal newspaper, and a black activist, Steve Biko. And then the last but not the least, Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life. If you know Tomb Raider, then you know that Angelina Jolie starred in this movie. The Cradle of Life was shot in the beautiful Hell's Gate National Park in Kenya, just 2 hours drive from the capital, Nairobi. Now I know why that film looked so beautiful. Stay tuned. We will be talking today in history, African facts, and conclusion segment. I promise you all that you'll be listening to African sounds at the end of this episode and every other episode that I will be putting out there till, of course, there is a change. But I don't think there will be a change considering how the very essence of Port Niger is to propagate the African culture and people. On this day, March 14, 1879, and according to history.com, Albert Einstein is born. He was the son of a Jewish electrical engineer in Germany. Einstein's theories of special and general relativity drastically altered man's view of the universe, and his work in particle and energy theory helped make possible quantum mechanics and ultimately the atomic bomb. Albert is one of the most creative minds in human history, and he died in Princeton, 1955. On African facts, do you know Nigerian woman Anike Agbaje-Williams is the first person to appear on an African television station in the whole of Africa? This amazing information I received from a dear friend of this initiative by name Stan Edom, an international commodity trader and chief consultant, a business blogger at startuptipsdaily.com with a tech background and keen interest in artificial intelligence. This friend of mine is a certified Cisco Network Associate, an ethical archer, a systems engineer, and a mobile and web application developer. That's quite a profile. All right, so after this segment, we'll be talking precious words of past and present African leaders, followed by African proverbs and my piece on mental and emotional health. Stay tuned. Gradually, we are coming to the end of this episode. And concerning precious words of past and present leaders, today we'll be taking one who is still alive, yet a legend. Chimamanda Adichie, a Nigerian writer, speaker, and activist. She's a feminist, actually, and she's quite popular. If you haven't heard about her, I wonder how. According to her, she said, and I quote, "If you don't understand, ask questions. If you're uncomfortable about asking questions, say you're uncomfortable about asking questions and then ask anyway. It is easy to tell when a question is coming from a good place. Then listen some more. Sometimes people just want to feel like they've been heard. Here is the possibilities of friendship and connection and understanding." International Women's Day may have come and gone, but I never pass up an opportunity to celebrate success stories, and Chimamanda is one of them. I'm going to mention this particular quote. I'm going to state it as it was said, and then talk about the woman that said it. "It's the little things citizens do that will make the difference. It's the little things you and I do in a country that makes the difference." Those are the words of a Kenyan activist, Wangari Maathai. She was the first African woman to receive the Nobel Prize in 2004. As an elected member of parliament and former assistant minister for environment and natural resources, Maathai pursued her political passions such as environmental and gender justice. Best of all, she was once referred to as too strong-minded for a woman. Well, I am glad she went ahead and did what she wanted anyway. That is what matters. Aside from monthly cramps and pregnancy pains, there are days where I'm very, really grateful for being a woman. What do we know about African proverbs? African proverbs are words of wisdom, usually tied to the earth, animals, and objects while conveying messages. African proverbs are commonly heard and understood by a certain group of people. They are often metaphorical and they carry more meaning than their face values. My word to you today in this light is, and I quote, "Talking with one another is loving one another. That is a Kenyan proverb, and that will lead me to M&E, aka mental and emotional health. I completely understand that the typical African man or black man will never accept the need to check their mental and emotional state. So some of the words I spread are, I see them as soul food. If you haven't fed your soul this week, or perhaps your hunger, or perhaps this day, your hunger is about to be quenched. Anything that is human is mentionable. And anything that is mentionable can be manageable. When we can talk about our feelings, they become less overwhelming, less upsetting, and less scary. Those are the words of Fred Rogers, and I want us to implement the act of sharing. Bottling things up has never helped before. It will definitely not help you now. Find a channel and talk. Finally, I employ everyone home and abroad to take Africa personal. Be energetic about our origin and culture. Spread the news about our greatness. This show is brought to you by Pods Niger, a show dedicated to the African people and culture, of which I am honored to be the host. I leave with you some random African chant. Thank you for listening. Kindly send in your reviews and comment. Blessings.